holding Siman Tav Kuf Gimel, and we did Sif Aleph, which is quite long, but we did the first Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Aleph, so holding my Sif Katan Beis. So you can't prepare from one day to the next, even Rich Shabbos. Then Yantav Mechel the Shabbos, Kiryalpa Gemara Mikra. The law is that you cannot prepare on Yantav for Shabbos, like as it says in the Pasuk. Obviously, from Yom Tov to a weekday is going to be Yasser. Now, Ayin Siman Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, which we make an Erev, and all of a sudden we prepare from Yom Tov. So there's a Pasuk which says that you can't do it. It would not be logical to think that by making an Erev with Tavshilin, we're going to Imat and Isad Raisa. So we have to understand what is the logic behind Erev Tavshilin. So there, we should get the Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, we'll talk about it more, but the Gemara actually says two understandings behind that issue. One is that, not like Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, but we hold Midrash so that you may prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Tzarechei Shabbos nasim Yom Tov. You're allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's one explanation, which obviously Mishnah Berurah is not going with that. That's not the primary Pesach. Primary Pesach is not like that. The primary Pesach is that you may not prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. However, if you're preparing on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, it's that's mutar midaraisa. So what's called preparing Yom Tov for Yom Tov? The most obvious case, a person would prepare on Yom Tov and think intentionally for Yom Tov. But I would say a person thinks for weekdays. So the Morris says, the Mal Nomer says, even if he thinks for weekdays, but if it's done in a way that it's usable on Yom Tov, so it's still called Tzarechei Yom Tov. Now, we mentioned last time we learned, which I guess was Thursday, that in those days they didn't, eat another meal. They would eat their morning meal, and they would wait till the night time to have another meal. So, you know, what is the case of the person is, let's say, cooking on Yom Tov late in the afternoon, that's considered that it's a valid Yom Tov need? So Moore says, well, it's possible, because if guests would come who haven't eaten or need or are hungry, he would serve them food. You know, they wouldn't, not going to serve their meal till the night time, but they would serve food. So it's possible that person is, even if he cooks later in the day, as long as there's still time left to Yom Tov, it's potentially Yom Tov use as a Yom Tov use, because if guests might come. So that's the more phrase of that is Hol Umikloy Archim. Since if guests would come, okay. So therefore it comes out at any time a person does malacha on Yom Tov for weekdays or even for Shabbos, really we consider it he's doing it for Yom Tov on the Raisa level.
I thought there was some case you said where it was after he ate and he shechted. If he wanted to eat a kazayas, we don't know. Like that's not enough.
So that's not going to matter. It, since it's obvious you're doing it for the weekday, so it's also because of hachana. But since potentially it's usable for Yom Tov, it's not a deraisa. So once it's not a deraisa anymore, so then we can understand the Erev Tavshilin, what Chazal said with the concept of Erev Tavshilin, they're matter this is the Rabbanon also. Okay.
Fine.
So that's the logic behind, so that's very, very relevant, because when you get to so the case, let's say this year, so Friday falls out on Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov. So I say, okay, well, I'm it's mutter for me to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because theoretically it's usable for Yom Tov. Well, that's only true if it is. You know, so if a person puts up cholent, the shkia is 7 o'clock. He puts up cholent at 6:30. It's not usable for Yom Tov. So he's clearly cooking on Yom Tov for the next day. So in that situation, according to this opinion, it would be a Nisa D'Raisa. Now, okay, this it's the second day of the Rabbanim, but the same, if that would be on a Yom, if that would be on a Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, the Raisa, the Medias the Raisa. According to the opinion that you're allowed to prepare in Yom Tov for Shabbos, it's Mutar Gomer. Right, so you're going from quite a, that's very relevant, since we passed Mishnah Berurah, we passed, and the main sheet is that you may not prepare in Yom Tov for Shabbos. The whole Het of Erev Shabbos is based on the fact that potentially it's usable for Yom Tov. You have to then prepare in such a way that it would potentially be usable for Yom Tov, i.e. earlier enough in the day that it's edible. So guests would come at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and have what to serve them. Again, this all that's all at the Raisa level. So Shabur comes out that in a case where a person didn't do that, they forgot to set up, put up their food early. So in a case like this year where Yom Tov Sheni is Erev Shabbos, is there abundance, you can be semich another opinion that you're not preparing Yom Tov for Shabbos. In a case where it's Yom Tov Raisa and Erev Shabbos, which is possible, either by the seventh day of Pesach. Seventh day of Pesach can be on a Friday. That's the Raisa day. And Shavuos can be on Erev Shabbos. First day of Shavuos. Those are the two cases you're going to have in our calendar where you're going to have a Yom Tov Raisa on Erev Shabbos. So within the Mishmur remains of the Tzarchi, and if you can be Semech on the other opinion. Another example where that's relevant, Mr. Brewer raises the question of lighting neiros. So he says, well, you know, picture a house which doesn't have any electricity, any electric lights. So even though it's light outside still, but as the day wanes, it gets dark inside the house. So even though you're lighting on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but really there's a tzarich Yom Tov because it lights up the house for Yom Tov. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah, you know, explains that the idea of lighting on Yom Tov is mutter, because the Raisa, we look at it as if you're lighting for Yom Tov, because you're benefiting on Yom Tov already. The problem is nowadays when you have electric lights, so how do you understand that? So b'chol, that which we light on Yom Tov, you know, we light, you know, we have electric lights, there's kind of the light, etc., but you know, but it enhances the meal, right? So but over here you'd have to say, well, it's enhancing the meal, but there's no meal. In case guests would come and they'd serve the food, I'd also want a candle, and I should light the candle then. Good gosh, you know. So Rav Shlomo Zalman raised it as a question. Nowadays, with the Chari, he's not convinced that being mutter to light on Yom Tov, Ner Shabbos on Yom Tov, because of the fact that we have electric lights.
So we just rely on them, he's saying. Maybe.
Alright, that's just he raises the question. He says he doesn't see why it should be mutter, but he doesn't say the Minigar, there's not like that.
Right.
So there is one suggestion which if you make the house dark, and we have timers, so you make the house that it's dark, so then you'll be benefiting from the light, so be motor. So, it's the argument like Shkias, it's 7 o'clock, so Bukka's neighbors is at 6:40. You set the timer to go to turn off at 6:30, turn back on at 6:45. So during that time, it's the lights are off, it's a little bit darker, and so you light this candle to light up the house a little bit. And then lights go back on, you know. So theoretically, nowadays, with the you can set multiple settings, so that would address, give you a way to deal with that. Okay. Oh, Yom Tov. So you said you can't prepare one day Yom Tov for the other. Yom Tov Sheni Shagoyis, you can't prepare there from day one to day two. The Safek Chol, we deal with the second day, so it's possibly a weekday. Ipsa Mechrim Yom Tov L'Chol. He said that possibility, if day one is Kurdish and day two is Chol, so then you're preparing a Yom Tov for weekdays.
Is there anybody that's Machmir and doesn't rely on Erev Tav Shilin?
Now, the Shartzino here in Dala brings an interesting question. So I can't prepare from one Yom Tov to the other, but the reason is because it's not really Yom Tov. If one day is Yom Tov, the next day is Chol. So how can I cook on day one for day two? Because as much, if day one is Chol, day two is Kurdish. So great, I'm preparing on Erev Yom Tov. But if day one is Kurdish, and day two is Chol, so you can't cook on day one for day two, so you can't do it. What about from day one to day seven? Those both arises. So, the whole reason why I can't do from day one to day two because maybe day two is really is not really not really not Kurdish. From day one to day seven should be mutter. I want to cook on day one to have food that I can use on day seven, Shrisha Pesach or Shmini Atzeres. She says. She says, send you back to Machloikas, are you allowed to do Eichel Nefesh purposes on Yom Tov, something which you could have done for Erev Yom Tov? The flavor is not adversely affected by it. You could have done it before. It would taste better. It tastes equal or as good or better a day later. Right? So over here, obviously, if you're talking about cooking on day one for day seven, you're telling me that the food that you're cooking is something which lasts till day seven. Right. So doesn't have to have the Rechol Nefesh as much as it lasts till day seven. I mean, you're saying that that's considered flavorful for you. It doesn't lose its flavor by doing it on day one for day seven. So that's what you're saying. So then, you don't have to do it on Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. You can do it every Yom Tov. So how can you tell me it's what to do on day one for day seven because it's Yom Tov to Yom Tov when even on the Yom Tov itself I couldn't do this, Mikra did. I have to do that every Yom Tov. Make sense?
Right, because you're saying that the heter of cooking on Yom Tov is because it improves the taste. The taste is better, but that doesn't work if...
certain foods.
Yeah, that works for certain foods, but if... here you're saying the food lasts for 6 days, so why should we allow you to cook on Yom Tov? You could have just cooked it on Erev Yom Tov.
Correct. Okay. Hey, Zimu Dalin. Mr. Brewer is a cotton Dalin. Even from two days of Rosh Hashanah, one to the other, Philip Shayyam is a Rosh Hashanah, the Hakri, Amin, and Kedusha Achazen, we say that consider one long day. That's in regards to Chumras. I will read below Lahakal. The Hakal we say it's one Kedusha, but not Lahakal. Okay, so that was what you cannot do. And the next thing we said, well, there's a heter, a woman can fill her, cook more. When she's cooking already, she's allowed to cook more for the tzarich of the following day. Of a mallet. Okay, so he said you can do that. Now he said, let's talk about that. I feel acher shenicha kedera ala ish. The terrors loyes of us. So I told you the heter is because what's called riba v'shurim. Riba v'shurim is that they're not adding another mice. I'm just doing the same mice with a larger amount. But that would require that it's one in one maisa. But the chayav already put food on the stove to cook or in the oven to cook, and I want to add more food afterwards. So, in that situation, it's not really b'shurim. It's not just that you. It's Rebu B'maisa. Now you're not doing the same ma'isa with a larger amount. You're adding on, doing a separate ma'isa. Doing a separate ma'isa is a problem. So the chara, I cannot, the chara, seemingly, I cannot add on, once I put the fat on the fire, I can't add more meat afterwards to be able to have for later, even if I don't say anything about it. So he says, no, that's wrong. You're allowed to add the meat afterwards. No, so that's a special dispensation when it comes to meat. Why is that? Because if they have to base a Rebbe Shurim, from doing a separate ma'aseh, putting the meat in, more meat on the fire, that's a separate ma'aseh. It tastes better when there's more meat. So now there's a tzarech yomtiv involved. Because this is also, remember, that talking about that this is taking place before the morning meal. So she's going to use this food for the suda plus leftovers. But the fact is, it cooks better and tastes better when you have more meat. So that's why it's mutter. If you look b'kterik tana, it's in a smaller pot. You can switch and want to the gdela loisiv alav. So you might not just you're adding on another piece of meat, but you're possibly changing the pots. Kadesh yir shaman b'yosur, because you wanted to have more of. There, I guess in modern mind also, you know, the fat is the most flavorful part of the meat, right? So. You add more meat, you have more flavor, you have more juicy. So that'll be true even if I want to add, or even alternatively if I want to even switch pots. That'll be motu. Okay. The chozer shach davke b'shimavash al boser b'dogim b'kneir. It's talking about either be true by meat, to be true by fish also, we said the same sort of. So in that situation, we're going to allow to add on in a separate mice. But that's all the shards of shield and all of the food. And then Rashallah Hosef Bashil Lila, Kishimanis Kvarak Deiro, Aloesh, and the Mosher Sheva Hayre Zebatash. You can't add more food, because you're not making the food taste any better by having another, you know, two potatoes, they'll taste better. You don't say each potato tastes better because there's another potato in the pot. So you can't add more. Now, in one mice, you could. Once the pot's on the fire, so you can't say, oh, I'll take it off and put it back on. That's a separate mice, so that's exactly what's awesome. Or to add more is awesome.
You're saying one mice, meaning you can't drop one after another, or there has to be one?
Correct, it has to be one mice.
One right? Handful.
So I can take my pot, which is not on the fire, put as much meat as I want, which I can do however I want, because I didn't do anything yet. And then take the whole pot and put it on the fire. So I can put it one at a time, but that's because the malacha act of putting it on the fire was all done at one time. It was one mice. So it's only the ribui is in the shiurim. So you pass Rebbe Shurim as Mutzar Nyamta. So I had a following Shaila. So a ban chutz l'orsh is gemeinah itself for Sukkos. So second, he has to keep a second the Yomtiv. So can a ban erus is still do malacha for them? So then we post that they should not. But someone which is really Mutzar Malsi, Rebbe Shurim, maybe they're allowed to. So the person told me had the following Shaila. He was walking somewhere, and this person offered him a ride. She said, well, no, I'm, you know, the Antoshani, you know, Kuzlores, etc. He says, you can still get in the car. So the person said to me, the car, that's us. And I said, no, I think it's Mutter. Maybe this is also a Yamtiv issue, but you know, what's the problem? The more weight in the car, so right. The fire will make a... Now, if the Pshat is, In the Peshat, the way it works is the combustion engine will fire more times, will spark more times, so that's because of the fact there's extra weight. That's also, that's not Reb Shurin, that's Reb Maisa. Each time it fires, because of the extra weight, that's something which is happening because of him. He's causing a malacha. But if the Peshat just that makes a larger flame, or you know, that's how it works. Says Reb Shurin, Reb Shurin. Suppose I seem to assume that the extra weight is Reb Shurin. I'm not that familiar with the mechanics of an automobile to tell you that's correct or incorrect. But I think that's what they assume. They said Reb Shurin is Mudan Yom Tov. Says you can't open the door,
right?
Because, but the person you know opens the door, right? It's the Chayav Shurin Mutter, and you get in, drive. Drops you off where you want to go, open the door for you. That's it. He says, on the other hand, he says that the place where he's staying doesn't keep 2 days, but so they prepare, they make meals for him. He says, right. Oh, that's very nice of them. They stick in the microwave. Said, no, that's awesome. So he said, the microwave they thought was mutter, the car thought it was awesome. The car is mutter, the microwave is awesome. Yes, that's why we learn halacha. If you're going to roast on a spit, so you want to take the spit and skewer 15 pieces of meat and then put it over the fire one time because it's 8. You can't add more pieces of meat once it's already on the fire. If the spit is already on the fire cooking, you can't add more meat or more whatever. So we said the woman is allowed to fill up this pot with a little extra meat, etc., as long as it's one plate mice of malacha involved, not multiple mice of malacha. You're allowed to add more. Even though you don't need all of that, so it's going to be something which is left over. You're doing it something which is there's an element of it's obvious what you're doing. It's still mutter. Hano af im kavanosa beisofas abasher bishriel laila shulchan. The person's intent was for a weekday. Still avikain is mutter. It's mutter to do it. In other words, the case which we're talking about over here is the case you want to do from one yom to the next. So we say, well, the way you do it is by maybe that's what they go to tzarech mitzvah or something like that. So no, even mamasher week for chulin. But since it's all talking about the way the Mechaber points out, it's talking about that it's happening before the morning meal, and you're actually going to use the food in the context, not just the subterfuge, but as part of the food of the meal. So it's not an obvious subterfuge, so they didn't answer that.
Since it's one lechaticha,
you need one piece of meat.
One piece.
Says you need one, and we're talking about it's Rebbe Rishurim, so it's one maiso, or alternatively it's one meat, which Mishabur says there's a have to add more meat, gives a better flavor. And you use one piece now, so the whole thing is mutter.
I understand more for Shabbos, but for Chol, that's your intention is still in your head. Nobody else knows.
Right. If this happens because the mice you're doing it before the morning meal and you're actually using it for the morning meal, so why are you putting so much food? Oh, no, I use it tonight. Don't say that. Right? So, but if you would, it'd still be mutter. Okay. So the person only The person only needs one piece of meat. And they're adding many more before the morning meal, that's mutter. Who are the name of Tzrich Rak La Tavshel La Roita Bovad Gam Ken Shari? I only need the gravy. So while I'm making gravy, yes, I throw some other food in. I have no valid yantam need for that. So since it's before the meal, saying that's mutter. Or vice versa. The person only wants the tavshel and they add some gravy. Well, it's also mutter. Because that, both these things taste better by adding meat. Mamas, you have no use for it at all. It's done early morning. There's the next case of what you're doing later in the day, but this is done early morning, before the morning meal. But you, Mamas, you do not need it for the morning meal. You're not going to be using it in the morning meal. You're doing it for the night time. But the Mamas, the person eats a little bit, he said, listen, you know, if I got to eat something, do not to me, I'll eat something. Right? Even though he doesn't really need it, he wasn't planning it necessarily. Some say it's also because it's a subterfuge. So he says, or we're going to see the case where it happens after the meal, you're taking your ready partook of your afternoon meal. Excuse me, of the ready partook of the morning meal, whatever is the meal of the day. So now later in the afternoon, she says, so you want to do this, there's no such attribute, because it's obvious it's a haram. There's a subterfuge that the person's trying to do to create this. I'll eat a kazayas. You don't need a kazayas, you don't want a kazayas. There's no tzarech hachol nefesh for that kazayas. So now the question we're here is that it's taking place. So that is what's later in the day. But here it's taking place earlier in the morning, before the morning meal, which we said it was before the morning meal. So it's potentially usable for the morning meal. So that's mutter, even though you're adding a lot more, etc. Make it usher. So the matir mahot, since the mice is done in the morning, so it's not a haram, it's not a subterfuge, because it's not obvious and it's potentially usable, so you decide not to, you decide not to, but that's not going to make it awesome. And so the minigo is like that second sheet. Shemavashim b'shach is the tzarech halayla, but they cook early in the day, but they don't use that food for the yom tov meal, they use it for the Shabbos meal only. And then they eat it at the night time. As long as they eat a little bit by day. They have what to rely on. But after Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Zechor, Yesh Yizor B'Zeh. That which you're going to be making, we'll say the Maisa. There's an argument that Tzarech Mitzvah, whatever it is, there's an argument that we mutter from day one to day two. But day two to Chol or day one to Chol, that's not an option. So it says, he would suggest to the person to be machmer. You can't use the different pot. You can't. That same pot, which you're cooking anyway, before you put it on the flyer, you're allowed to add, and that's it. Was it going on? You know, we only need one piece of meat. But after she ate to elish gamut zarech hayom, I had a ribui. That's a hetter only because the ribui does something for today. I will also lasos chremzalach or kreplach who gets a bezeh yosim imashet zarech lebavayim. Shecha mashpich mechaveru bezarech litroyach bechol echad recha bethniatzbi. That's only by definition. It's not Reba B'Shurim, it's Reba B'Maisa. Each person makes a krepel. Every krepel that he makes is a separate maisa. Mm-hmm. So a person wants to do it for Yom Tov, and to eat. But you can't do more than you need for that day, because you can't say the hetter, which he said before, well, even though it's separate maisim, but all the food benefits from the more meat, which is that's not true by Rekreplach. They're in distinct and individually packaged pieces, amounts of meat, so this one doesn't get better because of that one. So Kremzlach are the trends over here. It's cooked or fried. Knedlach. That's not a good. That's not a good translation. Okay, I'm not sure exactly how to translate it. And each one's a separate maisa, because each one is a separate preparation. So that you don't have to read b'shur. If they answer, it says that's obvious. Then the shkita, because it's impossible to get any meat out without the shkita. So and it comes out you're shechting the whole animal to get a kazayas. That's mutter. You have no way to do this otherwise. But this heter, so you're shechting the animal really because you want to use the meat on the second of the yom. So listen, but I'll have some now. Is that really? Well, you wait until 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon to shecht. You have to have time to prepare the food and cook the food. So we said, okay, practically. There's enough time to do the hafshata, that's the flaying of the animal, removing the skin, and the molcha, the process of malicha, lavashli, and then you can cook it. You have enough time to roast it, which doesn't need sleep. If the result of will be that there's not enough time to get all this done, So there's also chapter, right? Even on the raisa level, this has to, you know, by preparing the food again, it has to be potentially edible. It's not going to be potentially edible. Okay, let's hold it here. So hold on, Mr. Burris, a cut and yud.